The earth, neither compassionate nor evil, neither beautiful nor atrocious, persisted, innocent, open to pain and desire. Czesław Miłosz.
Alex Chambers teaches audio storytelling at the IU Media School in Bloomington, Indiana, and is an organizing fellow with We Own It, where he is working to re-energize democratic participation in rural electric co-ops. His poetry book, Binding, A Preparation, was released by Pickpocket Books and Ledge Mule Press in 2019. His next book project is based on his dissertation, Climate Violence and the Poetics of Refuge. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Alex, what poems have you brought for us today?
Dreams of Perennial Wheat. When, every morning, years in and out, you get up to tinker with what some call God's handiwork, reaching maybe into the soil's gene soup, that muddy wetness from which almost everything alive comes, or pouring with a tiny scoop the anther's yellow dust into the florets of a similar plant, whose own anthers have been snipped off into pollen-ready teacups. Not knowing exactly when the roots and the root hairs hidden deep in the dark and deeper will shoot lightward, will spring up yearly, finally, and not only respring but grow heavy, gravid almost, with seeds starch-swollen, unshatterable till a mill turns to powder what the grass no longer needs, surplus transformed by plant and hand from soil to hot bread. When your work is attention, attending, you might, having spent your years on a project unfinishable in your body's lifetime, in that place the plow broke once, find, finally, that the ground, as it does, has begun to become you. Rot. Kansas, 36. No snow. Gauges show a lack of rain and counties full of prayer and a little sweat from citizens still hacking at the ground, their knuckles cracked and raw in the blistering economy. In the dust storm night, the bent men sit around a table, refusing to hope out loud, as if the air might hear their hope, and in a loud and swirling wind, a freight train of sound and a rain of sterile seeds sweep it east into buckets that sit on Wall Street, wooden, almost full. The glasses barely sweat, even filled with ice. Dust, the color of pennies, settles on their drinks. Ripples form from knuckles that wrap the table, as if only swollen knuckles, not words or work, could make up for the loud, productive 20s when they plowed their money into soil, populated a state where the rain looked good and there was plenty of land for their pious sweat. In the evenings, they say, these strong, laconic men sat watching the weave of grain, full of satisfaction with what they'd wrought, knuckle-sized kernels from a plow and a drop of sweat. The Kansas father's new creation was a loud and lasting assumption. But who can resist grabbing the reins and harrowing if you're certain of the land's liquidity? The wind arrived. It blew what currency was left across the plains. The aging sons just sat on their tractors, watching a storm that had no rain. Now dirt is seeping under doors. Their knuckles ache from years of seeding wheat with loud new machines and the faith they had in sweat. Looking back, it clearly wasn't sweat. Still, they never say economy. They never say a word of blame out loud. Silently, the men decide to sit, wait out the dust, maybe crack a knuckle, as if their drive to shape had stopped the rain. The youngest speaks out loud. I just can't sit, he dabs at sweat, and watch our economy knuckle under, and walks into dust that feels like rain.
You've been listening to poetry by Alex Chambers on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.